I want you to imagine that after a long lifetime of working hard for a company, that Grandpa's finally ready to retire. And so he does. He leaves the workforce entirely, gets a really fat pension, gets his 401k withdrawn and his IRA withdrawn, so that way he can just live the rest of his life, relaxing and enjoying the rest of his days. And Grandpa says that you can come over and stay at his place, because he doesn't want you wasting money on renting some shitty apartment when you can live in his really luxurious house. And so you do, you go live at his place, you live at Grandpa's house, and he's there to greet you and help you move in. He's very fit for his age. His body's really trim because he both takes care of himself, his diet, and any problems that happen at work. He's always just running around, taking care of everything. The house itself is something out of a magazine. It's a beautiful place to live, very secluded, close to a beach. It's more of a vacation home than a retirement home. Grandpa spent all of his salary on this house, and now he's just living off his savings, and he can afford to live in a luxurious manner for the next few decades. With your grandpa's help every step of the way, you finally have your room set up and both of you are sweating and panting. This house was located in a more tropical environment, so it was to be expected. You had the common sense to wear gym clothes while moving boxes. Your grandfather, however, was dressed in very high-end designer formal wear. He was a man of more refined taste than yourself, almost to a fault. With everything unpacked, the two of you headed down the stairs. Your grandpa introduced you to the only other inhabitant in this house, Edgar, the private chef. The two of you shook hands. His firm handshake was the kind that would leave your palm sore for a few hours afterwards. Edgar was a bleach blonde, chiseled hunk around your age. You would think he would be better suited to be a lifeguard with his physique, but you didn't think much of it. You had seen countless private chefs come and go throughout your life. You were so used to being spoiled whenever you stayed with your grandpa. That was until dinner time, when the house became filled with the scent of home-cooked foods, your room included. You rushed down to see what Edgar was cooking up, and that's when you ran into your grandpa, just staring at him and chatting him up as he prepared the food. Nothing was plated just yet, so Edgar shooed you out of the kitchen and told you to go wait in the dining room while the two of them continued to chat. You had never heard your grandfather laugh this much before. He was completely enamored with this chef, which struck you as odd because normally he would keep his distance from people he considered the help. You were prepared to have a very homely type of dinner, maybe pork loin and mashed potatoes, perhaps. But as your grandfather sat across from you, you weren't prepared for what Edgar had been cooking up. As he pulled out a dolly truck and lined the table with plate after plate after plate after plate of food. And now the portions were extremely small, and each plate looked as though it could be the main course at a 5-star Michelin restaurant. But even still, you knew that this was way too much food for you, much less two people. But you couldn't help but drool as you stared at each and every one. And while you were completely lost in all the artistry on every single plate, Edgar had been pouring the two of you a little pint of beer, something that he cooked up in the kitchen, a little microbrew. Not sure where to start, you just grab a dish that could easily be put in a museum somewhere, and you take a spoonful and put it in your mouth, and the flavor's just amazing. You find yourself just shaking your head in disbelief as you continue to eat spoonful after spoonful until you're licking the plate clean. And then you look up in embarrassment at both your grandfather and Edgar and apologize. And they say, no, it was very good food. I appreciate the compliment. And so you reach for another plate. You take a bite. And the same thing happens again. Just a frenzy of trying to get this amazing, flavorful sensation into your body. You look over at your grandfather in between plates, and the same thing's happening to him. He takes a bashful little bite, followed by a frenzy of just clattering and chewing and munching and moaning. Each dish, no matter which one you grabbed, just complemented the rest. If one dish was too heavy, another one was just perfectly light and airy. If one was too flavorful, the next one was a palate cleanser. And so on, until you'd consumed about 36 plates. But you'd lost count. You felt as though you could eat forever. As you stared at Edgar, just nodding and making that devilish smile as he cleared the plates. You're just so completely lost in the food that you didn't even notice, as Edgar gives your grandfather a massage while he eats his meal. You had no time to pay attention to that. You only had time enough to try to finish every plate before it went away, before your grandpa reached over and grabbed it with his greedy hands and shoveled it into his own mouth. And finally, you chugged the pint of beer sitting next to you, and just like that, the dinner was over. And whatever trance overcame you, you snapped out of it as you looked down and saw the damage that had been done. Your shirt, which was nice and loose at the beginning of the meal, was now tight, and your belly button was sticking out from underneath it. The shirt itself and your face was covered in food and sauces, and while you wanted to take off your shirt and go put it in the laundry, you found yourself suckling your fingers and trying to get every last bit of that sauce off your shirt and into your mouth. Just slipping into this food-enamored trance again as you savor all of the aftertaste of everything that you've consumed. You're just so lost in it that you don't remember when Edgar took your grandfather into his room and they do who knows what. You're just lost in all of the flavor. And so you slowly make your way up back to your room, your gut so full of food that you can't even think, and you just go to sleep. You wake up, and as your eyes come into focus, you see what time it is. Damn it, you moan to yourself as your tummy grumbles. You missed breakfast, and as you roll out of bed, your vision starts to clear and you rub your eyes. You stand up really slowly and rub your tummy. Man, you ate too much last night. And while you're getting ready to do your morning routine, you look into the mirror. And you're shocked at what you see. You had gained a ton of weight, just dripping in fat. You stare at yourself up and down. You try your best to lift up your arm to shoulder height, but you can't. It's just too heavy and weighed down with fat. You stare at it in disbelief as your body just looks as though you've never moved in your entire life. It looks as though you've just been eating and eating and eating. Your pecs are now just drooping towards the ground. Your body just has roll after roll after roll of fat. Your belly button is loose and floppy and just closer and pointing to the ground. You look at the calendar and see that it's been 3 years. Your head starts to spin and you look around the room as you see just chart after chart about talking about some goal weight and how you're 300 pounds heavier than you used to be, and photo after photo of you just getting fatter and fatter and fatter, and every single photo you're just eating something. You're eating food. You're eating Edgar's cooking. And just from even thinking about Edgar's food, you just feel so relaxed. Your tummy starts to grumble and you start to drool a little bit as your penis starts to get hard. You see in your reflection that your penis has been swallowed up by a fat pad, only half an inch sticking out now, and it starts to dribble and drool all over the floor just like you, as images and memories of Edgar feeding you and your grandpa start to flow into your mind. Your nipples start to get erect and you play with them as you stare at how fat you are. You look at yourself up and down and you turn around to see how fat your ass has gotten to. Oh man, you're just a mess. You're just a fat, hungry mess. But you know that you need to escape because he's gonna fatten you up. Ignoring your arousal, you look around the room for something to wear. Your old clothes don't fit. They don't even go over your neck. But that's when you find hanging in the closet a 10XL shirt that reads, "Feed me, I'm a little fat boy," on it. And you reach into the closet and struggle to put it on, but it's a perfect fit. Minus your belly button hanging out from underneath it. You look around for some pants to wear, but all you can find are just these boxers that are just completely covered in pre-cum and bodily fluids. You decide to pass on those. As you waddle your way through the rest of the house, you just find the place has been littered with plates and fridges containing more of Edgar's food. Every few steps, you have to stop and catch your breath until finally you make it to the stairs. And that's when you find that a chair lift has been installed. And so you sit down on it, knowing that you can't possibly make your way down the stairs with all the weight that's now packed on you. And as the chair slowly goes down, you take the time to catch your breath. And once you get to the bottom of the stairs, you begin to waddle around to look for your grandfather. You look in the living room and just see that it's covered in plate after plate of food. Beer bottles are all over the floor, and he's not here. And so you make your way slowly over to the dining room, and that's where you find him, as well as Edgar. The dining room had been rearranged to have a mattress on the opposite side of the wall and the long dining room table right across from the mattress. Sitting on the mattress was your grandfather. This thin, fit man had now been fattened up to a smiling, drooling blob, surrounded by plates and food, whereas before the portions on each plate were very small and refined. These plates contain nothing but junk food. Burgers, nachos, hot dogs, pizzas, piled on top of each other, 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet high. And right by his bedside is Edgar. You can tell that carrying and cooking all the food has just made him way more muscular. He's only clad in an apron, and now he's donning a beard and feeding your grandpa just plate after plate of food right into his greedy maw and giving that devilish grin with every single bite. And that's when you capture his gaze. He turns to look at you and smiles and waves as he puts down the food and starts to head your way. And you turn around and run for the door as fast as you can. Your body's jiggling, you're covered in sweat, you're panting and running as hard as you can, sprinting even, but you're only going a few feet per minute. And Edgar casually catches up with you and puts his strong hand on your shoulder and walks you over to the living room. And you're just too tired to try to run. And so you'd happily sit down on the sofa just for a little bit, just to catch your breath and plan your escape. You lay back panting and moaning because that run took everything out of your body. And Edgar sees this and pats you on the back and hands you something to drink just so that you can get your strength back. And you're just so thirsty that you drink it and you realize you just had some of Edgar's beer and now your head is swimming a little bit more. And as Edgar walks to the kitchen, you tell yourself, don't eat the food, don't drink anything he gives you. And yet you still drink the rest of the beer he gives you because you just have that little self-control. And he comes back out of the kitchen carrying such a large cheesecake. You already know what dessert he's made for you. It's that quadruple tier cheesecake that it's his specialty and your favorite. You just find yourself drooling as you get hard and your belly starts to relax more. Your shirt starts to ride up. And you just stare at him, clad in nothing but a black apron, as he straddles his way onto your thighs and begins to feed you a slice of that cheesecake. And you open your mouth, you feel your jaw unhinge as it normally does, and you bite down on that cheesecake. All the flavors going into your body just have it so aroused and enraptured, and you find your penis just begins to uncontrollably spurt all over Edgar's legs, and he giggles and laughs and smiles at you as he continues to feed you this cake. And bite after bite, you just come every single time and moan, just thinking how ridiculous you were and just how stupid you are for thinking that you could just run away at your size. You can barely squeeze through the front door, thinking that you could lose all the way, thinking you could go get help when you know that there's no one for miles around. It took you 4 hours just to get downstairs, much less get to anywhere that could help you with how fat you've gotten. And finally, as you consume the last bite of cheesecake, you feel something shift. Instead of coming this bite, you feel Edgar start to reach down and twiddle the half inch of your penis still sticking out of the fat pad until it finally just sinks in completely. And he jiggles the fat pad like a little gut and gives that devilish little grin. And you feel yourself finally give up. You feel yourself finally surrender to the power of this beautiful man. And you just let him feed you and fatten you up however much he wants. You don't have the strength to resist anymore. And you don't want the strength to resist anymore. Your mind and your needs just get more and more simple as you go from wanting freedom to just wanting another plate of food.